In an effort to protect a landmark U.S. anti-bribery law from industry attack, Earthrights International and over 30 civil society organizations and socially responsible investors sent letters to all U.S. House and Senate members on January 12, 2012, urging them to reject proposals to amend and weaken the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, the FCPA. This letter was drafted in response to intense lobbying by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who reportedly spent $700,000 in 2011 in efforts to cut back on anti-bribery protections found in the law. Based on this intense lobbying effort, legislators on both sides of the aisle and in both houses of Congress are considering introducing legislation that would restrict U.S. federal prosecutors' ability to investigate and punish foreign bribery. The legislators' proposals range from the wholesale adoption of the Chamber's proposals, which would shield companies from liability for the acts of their subsidiaries, allow the bribery of certain types of government agents, and reward willful ignorance of the law, to more modest amendments that would seek sharper, narrower definitions of important terms and provide a minimum threshold under which bribery would not be prosecutable. Even these less extreme efforts, however, would open the FCPA to the unpredictable horse trading of congressional politics and turn a sterling record of U.S. leadership in the global fight against corruption on its head. Most glaringly, none of the proposed amendments would, as their proponents suggest, provide greater legal certainty or cost savings to U.S. businesses. Instead, they would allow powerful corporate interests to hide behind legalistic distinctions and prevent the prosecution of egregious acts of foreign corruption. Professors David Kennedy and Dan Danielson, the authors of a new report entitled Busting Bribery, Sustaining the Global Momentum of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, explained that the FCPA has played an important role in combating bribery on a global scale and provided a level playing field for U.S. businesses. The authors show that the Department of Justice exercises appropriate discretion according to a well-elaborated and clear set of guidelines when it decides how to handle a case and what kinds of penalties to seek. Its headline enforcement actions involve unambiguous, egregious instances of widespread bribery and are more often against foreign companies than domestic defendants. The Chamber's proposed amendments, far from being modest or aimed at restoring the balance, would badly undercut anti-corruption efforts and provide what Professor Danielson calls a license to commit intentional acts of bribery. Moreover, the proposed amendments provide standards that are no clearer than those currently in use, and they would not, in any event, help to streamline companies' compliance programs, as stricter standards in the FCPA are already in place in other countries, like the United Kingdom, and compliance programs are generally geared toward the most exacting standards to which a company is subject. Perhaps the greatest hope to avert these amendments is the announcement that the Department of Justice will issue further guidance on the FCPA later this year. It is not yet clear how this guidance is being compiled or what its contents will be, but this decision by the government may satisfy demands to clarify the statute and provide assistance on compliance without taking the dangerous step of undermining the law through the legislative process. In their letter expressing their opposition to any efforts to amend the world's flagship anti-corruption legislation, the U.S. Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, the organization stated that any narrowing of the law, which serves as the model for other international anti-corruption conventions and foreign anti-corruption laws, would have a negative effect on global commerce, human rights, and the standing of the U.S. in the world. The letter reads, "The Foreign Corrupt Practices Act provides a strong and effective mechanism to prosecute companies and individuals that make corrupt payments to foreign officials and to combat financial fraud. Congress initially enacted the FCPA to end such practices and to restore public confidence in the integrity of the American business system. Thus, the anti-bribery provisions of the FCPA make it unlawful for a U.S. person and certain foreign issuers to make corrupt payments to a foreign official for the purpose of obtaining or retaining business for or with, or directing business to, any person. Since the enactment of implementing legislation in 1998, the FCPA also applies to foreign firms and persons who take any act in furtherance of such a corrupt payment while in the U.S. The FCPA promotes economic growth by ensuring a fair and competitive business environment. When bribery is involved, companies compete based on the amount of the bribe they are willing to pay, rather than on the quality of their work or product and its price. In addition, bribery undermines the rule of law, creating unstable business environments that lead to increased risk, which, in turn, raise the cost of procuring capital. Bribes themselves create an external cost of doing business that cannot be accurately budgeted, and demands for bribes, once indulged in the first instance, are likely to increase over time. Some companies view the FCPA as an insurance policy, protecting them from having to pay bribes and engage in corrupt or other illegal activities. It is critical to U.S. businesses operating in the global business environment that corporate liability under the FCPA remains a credible threat, and that effective enforcement of anti-bribery standards occurs in the United States and globally. We believe that any amendments to more narrowly define key terms of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act would constrain the ability of the Department of Justice and the Securities and Exchange Commission to effectively enforce the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act, limit the potential liability of companies violating the Act to a greater degree than is already provided under the maximum sentencing provisions of the Act, and thereby significantly undermine the statute as a tool to curb corruption. Further, efforts to weaken the FCPA could severely hamper U.S. standing on this issue and send a damaging signal to the world that the U.S. is retreating from its leadership role in curbing corruption both at home and abroad. This would harm our ability to bring other nations up to the emerging global standard set forth in the United Nations Convention Against Corruption, a standard that has arisen in part because of the FCPA itself. Such amendments would also have the effect of negatively impacting democratic principles and human rights in countries around the world, as the fight against corruption is also a fight to ensure the promotion and protection of human rights. United Nations treaty bodies and special procedures have noted this link, stating that where corruption is widespread, human rights are subject to abuse. And the letter continues, "Our constituencies are strongly opposed to any effort to open up this legislation. Even the perception that the U.S. commitment to combating bribery is waning would weaken the global fight against corruption. As leaders in the public interest community dedicated to advancing human rights and curbing corruption, we therefore urge you to halt any attempt to introduce amendments to the FCPA." Global Financial Integrity Director Raymond Baker, who signed the letter on behalf of Global Financial Integrity, said that, quote, "Given that this is an anti-corruption law, members of Congress looking to amend the FCPA should consult with anti-corruption and human rights organizations before considering the introduction of legislation. It is critical that legislators comprehend that there is far more at stake than a local constituent's short-term bottom line." Close quote. It is important for Congress to understand that changes to the FCPA can send the wrong message and weaken the enforcement of anti-corruption laws around the world, added Claudia J. Dumas, president of Transparency International USA, who has also signed the letter, and noted that the Department of Justice is working on guidance on the FCPA's enforcement provisions. These proposals could deliver a devastating blow to the fight against human rights abuses and corruption across the globe, said Simon Taylor, founding director of Global Witness. And he concluded that lawmakers should not underestimate the level of support for the FCPA. Efforts to undermine it will be extremely damaging to the reputations of those involved. For further information on human rights and corruption, you can visit Equipo Niscor's related webpage. This information was provided by the organization based in Washington, D.C., Earth Rights International, who works in defense of human rights and the environment. This program has been produced by Radio News Corps with the collaboration of the International Human Rights Law Clinic at the American University, Washington College of Law, and edited and post-produced at our studios in Belgium in January of 2012.